My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. For the past few days, I've been adapting a concrete slab to accept a nail-down wood floor. The way I chose to do it was to first lay down a 6mm plastic vapor barrier. I put down pressure-treated 2x4s as my sleepers. On the base of the 2x4s, I put strips of SilSeal to both gasket around the fasteners and allow for the minor discrepancies of the slab. I ripped 1.5-inch foam on my table saw, 20.5 inches wide, to infill between the sleepers, allowing for nailers 24 inches on center. Instead of putting all the sleepers down first and then infilling with the foam, I'd nail down a sleeper, put the foam next to it, and push the next sleeper tight to the foam. Once the sleepers and foam were down, I glued and nailed a 3/4-inch tongue and groove Advantex subfloor. This is a new house on a frost-protected slab, and I allowed for the built-up subfloor in the design. There are two things in particular I wanted to mention about this project. The first involves how I attached the sleepers to the slab. In this case, I nailed down the sleepers with 3-inch fluted masonry nails. Now, I know that just about every packaged item in the world comes with warnings and disclaimers, so much so that it's easy to ignore the useful warnings buried as they are in a sea of caution flags. Cured concrete is as hard as, well, concrete. It takes a good deal of force to drive a 3-inch fluted masonry nail 1.5 inches into concrete. You have to, no ifs, ends, or buts about it, wear safety glasses when driving masonry nails. Masonry nails shatter much more frequently than they bend. The heads of fluted masonry nails in particular are a weak point. When they shatter, they fly with force. Wear safety glasses. The second point I wanted to talk about is elbows. A few nails into this project, my elbow is saying, "Hey Jim, what do you want to do tonight when you can't sleep because I'm poking you with a stick?" I remembered Dr. Tim Hagney talking a few weeks back about taking arnica preemptively. That had never occurred to me before, so I gave it a go. Lacking a control me who didn't take the arnica, it's impossible to compare. But that said, in the days following slamming all those nails into concrete, there was considerably less pain than I've grown to expect. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.